It's 8:45. Live from the studios at 33rd and Bird, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thanks so much for joining us today. It's wonderful to have the company. It is the biggest golf event in Omaha. It's the Pinnacle Bank Championship, and this year it is being held at Indian Creek. Again, the tournament director, Jessica Brabeck, is with us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for coming in today because you are busy.
A little bit, yes. Always have time for you.
Aw, that's so sweet. I really do appreciate that. Can we do a quick history? Because, you know, we had a championship here for a while, and it was gone for about 3 or 4 years or
yes.
thereabouts.
Yes.
Or, mm-hmm. And so how were you able to get it back?
Sure. You know, we can say a lot of thanks to the tour, obviously, for wanting to come back, and then Bill Gotch and their family for, you know, our wonderful host at the club in Indian Creek. And then a big thanks to Pinnacle Bank for their interest in wanting to bring something back to the Omaha and Elkhorn community and really making that investment into a community-wide event.
And it is quite the community-wide event because there's an opportunity for some folks to play a kind of a pro-am thing.
Yes.
And we'll talk a minute about volunteering as well. But can you kind of explain the schedule of events, because it's more than just the opportunity for these young professional golfers to make their mark and get another notch towards getting a PGA card?
That's a great point. So our tournament week starts on Monday, July 15th, and we have our Creighton University Hyder College of Business Pro-Am in the afternoon. So we have a couple foursomes available. If someone's interested for, you know, you want to bring out some, 3 friends to play with a professional golfer, just you yourself, you can give our office a call. And then on Tuesday morning, we have a fun youth event. So the Nebraska Section PGA is hosting Chuck the Hitman. So, you know, we are going to have a trick shot golfer out there. It's free. It's open to the public.
Oh, is that what he is? He's a trick shot golfer?
Yes, he's a trick shot golfer.
That stuff is fascinating to watch.
It is. You know, and he really schools some of those Korn Ferry Tour pros sometimes. It's kind of fun to watch.
Oh, I'll bet it is.
Yeah, he's going to be great with the kids.
So if folks are interested in getting involved in one of the foursomes or a couple of foursomes that are left over, what is that number that they could call?
So our phone number at the office is 402-991-2525.
991-2525.
Yes.
Okay, very good. And then what are some of the other events that happen
as
well?
So then on Wednesday, we have our Cox Business Pro-Am. So we have morning and afternoon tea times. And then Thursday is when the tournament play begins. So Thursday is really when you see, and we had 40,000 crowds come out last year. So we have 40,000 spectators start to come out Thursday through Sunday. If you want to skip work at the end of the week, or if you want to come out and bring the family on the weekend, hopefully a little bit of both. But that's when the tour players start. So Thursday, Friday, we have 156 golfers play, and then they make the cut. So we'll have anywhere from 65 to 70 guys play on Saturday and Sunday.
Wow. Do you, and I hate to put you on the spot with this, but do you by chance recall from last year about where the cut was?
Last year, I believe it was 72 players. So we take the top 65 plus ties. And so sometimes that last spot, there could be a 5 or 6 way tie.
Okay.
So it just kind of depends how everybody shoots that last day.
Okay. Now, you and I were talking off air, and during the Pro-Am piece, mm-hmm. a celebrity or two showing up.
We do. We're excited. We're working out the details. Larry the Cable Guy is going to join us on Wednesday afternoon. So, you know, Wednesday, it's just practice rounds for the golfers, and then the Pro-Ams are out there. So anyone is welcome to come out and watch Dan play with the foursome. And once we know exactly what his tee time is, we'll make sure to post that on our social media.
Sure. And by the way, that social media, thepinnaclebankchampionship.com, pretty darn simple to get to.
And, yes, it is.
And lots of details there as mm-hmm. far as everything, including volunteering. Now, you can volunteer to be a marshal, to help out on the course. Can you talk about some of the opportunities that are available for volunteering?
Sure. You know, Mike, a lot of people don't realize that we as a community are an outstanding way to volunteer, because we have over 500 volunteers that help with our event. An average Korn Ferry Tour event is going to have 200 to 300 volunteers. So that just shows how the community embraces the event.
Wow, it's quite a response.
It is, yes. Yeah. So we're always so appreciative. And with that, we like to take care of the volunteers. So like I mentioned off air, so we provide them with an air-conditioned volunteer tent. where they can come and take a break from that heat that we know is inevitably going to be there. We provide everyone with meals, whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner when you're out there. We want to make sure to take care of you. We have volunteers driving the course to replenish you with water when you're out there in the heat. We do ask that people pay a $50 volunteer fee because that covers their apparel that the tour requires. We want everyone to look the same with that recognition. So you get an Adidas polo, and then you have a choice of hat or visor. And then you get some tickets as well for family or friends or for yourself if you'd like to join. Sometimes people volunteer early in the week and then they want to come out on the weekend.
Sure.
But we have over 26 committees you can choose from. If you want to be a standard bearer and walk with a group and carry the signs, if you want to be a marshal, there's always people we can use to hold up those quiet signs.
Oh, that's amazing. That is just amazing. It's the Korn Ferry Tour event. It's happening Monday, July 15th through Sunday, July 21st. And if you would like to get involved, go to thepinnaclebankchampionship.com for any information you're looking for and how to become a volunteer. It sounds like a lot of fun. Jessica Brabeck, Tournament Director, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks.
Do appreciate it. Morning Edition continues now.